Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. 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 Jamuna Chiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. 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 Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajika Charjashto Tarashti Shishi Mata Bhai Charanaravind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajika Charjashto Tarashti Shishi Mata Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsa Koho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garad Harashi Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gokopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Navadhip Tham Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Jamuna Devi Ganga Devi Ki Jai Sam Veda Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gopremanande Haribol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jaya mudiraye. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 1, chapter number 6. Text is number 34. I need first canto. Etad di atura chitanam etad dhyatura chitanam matra sparsheshchaya muhu matra sparsheshchaya muhu Bhava Sindhu Plavo Drishto Bhava Sindhu Plavo Drishto Hari Charyanu Varnanam Hari Charyanu Varnanam Eta Dhyatura Chittanam Matra sparsheshchaya muhu Bhava sindhu plavo drishto Hari charyanu varnanam Itadhyatura chittanam Matra sparsheshchaya muhu Bhava Sindhu Plavo Drishto Hari Charyanu Varnanam. Dhyatura Chitanam Matra Sparsheshchaya Muhu Bhava Sindhu Plavo Drishto Hari Charyanu Varnanam Itadhyatura Chitanam Chayamuhu Bhavasindhu Plavo Drishto Hari Charyanu Varnanam Itadhyatura chitanam Matra sparsheshaya muhu Bhava sindhu plavo drishto Hari charyanu varnanam. Vaishnavis? Etadhyatura chitanam matras parcheshaya muhuhu pavasindu plavo drishto haricharya nuvarnanam. Etadhyatura chitanam matras parcheshaya muhuhu bhavasindhu plavo drishto haricharyana etat this he certainly aturachitanam of those whose minds are always full of cares and anxieties. Matra, objects of sense enjoyment. Sparsha, senses. Ichchaya, by desires. Muhuhu, always. Bhavasindhu, the ocean of nations. Plavaha, boat. Drishtaha, experienced. Haricharya, activities of Hari, the personality of Godhead. Anuvarnanam, constant recitation. Translation, it is personally experienced by me that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nations on a most suitable boat. The constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. This is Narada Muni speaking to Srila Vyasadeva. And if you'd like, you can repeat. It is personally experienced by me that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross over the ocean of nations on a most suitable boat. The constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The symptom of a living being is that he cannot remain silent even for some time. He must be doing something, thinking of something or talking about something. Generally, the materialistic men think and discuss about subjects which satisfy their senses. But as these things are exercised under the influence of the external illusory energy, such sensual activities do not actually give them satisfaction. They do not actually give them any satisfaction. On the contrary, they become full of with cares and anxieties. This is called maya, or that which is not. That which cannot give them satisfaction is accepted as an object for satisfaction. That which cannot give them satisfaction is accepted as an object for satisfaction. So Narada Muni, by his personal experience, says that satisfaction for such frustrated beings engaged in sense gratification is to chant always the activities of the Lord. The point is that the subject matter only should be changed. No one can check the thinking activities of a living being, nor the feeling, willing, or working processes. But if one wants actual happiness, one must change the subject matter only. Instead of talking of the politics of a dying man, one might discuss the politics administered by the Lord Himself. Instead of relishing activities of the cinema artist, one can turn his attention to the activities of the Lord with his eternal associates like the gopis and lakshmis. The almighty personality of Godhead by his causeless mercy descends on the earth and manifests activities almost on the line of the worldly men, but at the same time extraordinarily, because he is almighty. He does so for the benefit of all conditioned souls so that they can turn their attention to transcendence. By doing so, the conditioned soul will gradually be promoted to the transcendental position and easily cross the ocean of nations, the source of all miseries. This is stated from the personal experience by such an authority as Sri Narada Muni. And we can have the same experience also if we begin to follow in the footsteps of the great sage, the dearmost devotee of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmaya Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kolpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gopremanande, Hare Hare Bo. My obeisances to all the devotees, especially to my senior god brothers who are present here today, and also I'm thrilled to be sitting here in the Srimad Bhagavatam class with which appears to be some of the youth of Dallas. You look pretty youthful. I may be mistaken, like the four Kumaras or something, but this could be the 16 Kumaras or 20. How many are there? We are very fortunate in general, or indeed, to have the opportunity to hear directly from the great sages like Sri Narada Muni, giving intimate instruction to his disciple. These kinds of talks give us practical direction in life, because the path of spiritual life is not without complexity. There are ways in which we move forward, but we do so by finding our way step by step. We have to take advice at every step. We have to be fortified at every step by taking help from the Shastra, from the Guru, and from the Sadhus. And there are hard decisions to make, and there are times at which one may feel oneself waylaid on the path of spiritual life, even morose or depressed, as was Srila Vyasadeva, that great personality. One would think, what is his need for feeling moroseness since he's an incarnation of the Lord himself? But we see in the process of executing his service, he found himself despondent and unfulfilled, and therefore he asked his spiritual master, Narada Muni. This is one very clear lesson from this verse and this section, that the most exalted of personalities are those who know how to take help. They take mentorship. In fact, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that at the outset of one's path, one's journey in devotional service, one should be very open to taking advice and direction. Tadvidhi pranipatena priprashnena sevaya uparakshantite jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinaha. You should be very open. Means you should approach someone in knowledge. This is how all knowledge is transmitted through people. It comes from the personality of Godhead, and it comes through those who are conversant with the science of Krishna consciousness and who have realized the knowledge to one degree or another. And then if one approaches such persons with humility, in submission, with inquiry, then there's a transmission from the heart of one to the other. It's very practical. So we see this taking place here in the Bhagavatam amidst the greatest of personalities. So we can see that this is the essential and basic principle of spiritual life, is to inquire. In fact, what else is necessary? This is mentioned at the very beginning of the Brahma Sutra, Tato Brahma Jignasa. What's necessary for human life that you've come now? Inquire. It's a magic button that you push. If you sincerely inquire, then the answers are waiting for you. The Supreme Lord is not without answers. He's ready to supply them at every minute. So, what is practical also about this verse is the very clear instruction, Hari Charyanu Varnanam, the difficulty being experienced by Srila Vyasadeva is solved in one line by Srila Narada Muni. He says, you must constantly hear and chant about Hari, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the solution. Nothing else is. Everything else that looks like a solution that everyone is pursuing in this world simply leads, as mentioned in this verse, to more anxiety. And Krishna describes how that happens. In the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, it gives the mechanism through which we become entrapped in more and more anxiety. Dhyayato vishaya pungsam sangas teshu bhajayate. The beginning stage is that I'm a thinking, willing, living being. I'm sentient, means I have senses. They're open to the world. And we have openings on this small vessel of a body that we have that are open to the world. And because I'm sentient, I'm taking information from everywhere. And when I fixate on any one thing in this world, dhyayato means I contemplate it. I look at it. I consider it. That's the distinguishing factor about contemplation. It means you look at it and you consider, there's something in this for me. Dhyayato. You meditate on it, you hold your attention there and you think, this is something that I'd like to connect with. And connect you do. Dhyayato vishayan pumsam means there's an object and you look at it and you connect to it, you make a sangha. Means sa-anga. You're now connected with it. It's very interesting because actually the Vedas say, asango hyayam purushaha. The living being has nothing to do with this material world. No connection, no sangha. But I make a sangha with it. Because I'm contemplating and I'm looking at it and thinking there's something in it for me. This is a mistaken idea. But as soon as I do, then I have a problem. Because now I'm connected to it. I'm connected to something that's an energy that's incompatible with myself. As Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, there are lower and higher energies. We're of a higher category. The energies of the material world, which all of us know, Bhumirapu, Nalo Vayu, Kammano, Bhudirevacha, Ahankara, Itiyame, Binna, Prakriti Rashtada, Earth, Water, Fire, Air, Ether, Mind, Intelligence, and Ego. He's naming all the elements that we can see around us that are even in our own body and minds, even the intelligence, the ego. These are all observable by us because we're the observer and therefore we're separate from them. Nonetheless, he names them for the sake of distinguishing between us and them. Because he then says, Apare matastanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam daryate jagat. Besides these inferior elements, there's a superior entity, which is the soul. He's a param, a category which is supreme, just like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same quality. But somehow or other, he becomes overwhelmed by this lower energy. And it's even described here in this verse as an ocean of nascence that I've now found myself in. I'm swimming for it. So as soon as I contemplate the objects of the senses, which are of the lower category, and I consider them for myself, and I think I can possess or enjoy this, then I make a sangha with it. Just like many of you might have a car. Anybody has a car, please raise your hand. And that's kind of a problem for you because you have a car. If it's parked outside right now, you have a car too. That's nice. I guess they give driver's licenses early here in Texas. And your car is parked just outside. Just now we hear a smashing sound, and it sounds just about where you parked your car. Anybody park outside? Nanda, parked outside? Yes, Jivananda. It's right out here. We hear the smashing sound. And Jivananda, of course, we'll use him as an example. It wouldn't actually be accurate because he's a sadhu, so he wouldn't be upset when he hears the crushing sound in his car. And he realizes also that he hadn't paid insurance on it yet. It's lapsed. He'll start to perspire, perhaps. He might run to the window to see, oh, what happened? And run down the hallway. Someone says, time for a shot. No way, I got to look at my car. Something happened in my car. And he looks out and he notices it wasn't his car. It was Nanda's car. And now how does Jivananda feel? How does he feel, kids? It's not Jivananda's car. It's Nanda's car. How does... He feels relieved. Why does he feel relieved? Why at one moment does he feel stressed and the next moment he feels relieved? So what's the difference between a car and my car? Yes? These are definitely not kids. These are like the 16 Kumaras and Kumaris. Yeah, because there's an attachment. There's a sangha, and that's what the verse says. Jayato vishayam pumsam sangas teshu pajayate. There's a sangha. I've created a connection, sa-anga. Now it's part of me. It's not part of you. It's made out of metal and wood and lower elements. But because I've projected myself into it, my I becomes my. Whatever's around me in the world, the entire world around me is not mine. It actually belongs to somebody else. Ishavasam midang sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjita magrida kasya suddhanam. All problems solved. In the Sri Upanishad first verse, it is said that everything is controlled and owned by Isha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you don't have to worry about it. It's not yours. Don't you feel better? Tena tyaktena bhunjita. You can accept those things which are set aside as your quota. Magridha kasya sudhanam. But gridha, don't grab on to those other things which don't belong to you. Problem solved. Kurvan eviha karmani jajivishek shatan samaha. Evam twai nanyate tosti na karma lipite nare. If you understand this and you work in this way, then you can go on working for hundreds of years without becoming lipite, contaminated, full of anxieties, and so forth. So this ocean of anxiety that one is swimming in is due to concentration and attachment to the wrong energy. And therefore, the solution is given here. Just as the problem and solution are explicated in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam by Havi Yogendra. Bhayam dvitya abhinibesha tasya ishad ape tasya viparya yosmritihi tanmaya to buddha abhijetam bhaktyaika yesham guru devatatma. He says that all fear and anxiety arise when one looks in the wrong direction. Okay, everyone look over here. What is the wrong direction that he's describing? Kumaris or Kumaris? Yes? And away from? Yeah, that's exactly it. So it just says, if you turn your head away from Krishna and you face the material energy, then you'll be full of fear. Bhayam dvitiya binibesha tasyad ishad apetasya viparyosmriti. You've turned in the wrong direction. You're turned around. So then the solution is given, turn back around towards Krishna. Face the Supreme Personality of Godhead in one-pointed bhakti. So here Prabhupada points out that we're living, feeling, breathing. We have attachments. We can't give up attachment, but we must transfer the attachment from the temporary, insignificant, anxiety-ridden material energy and focus it on Krishna. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says that just as young boys have natural attraction for young girls and young girls have natural attraction for young boys without any kind of prompting, no education necessary. A busload of kids, youth in front of the Grand Canyon, boys and girls talking, and the instructor gets out of the bus and says, by the way, there's a Grand Canyon right behind you. And then they finally notice it because they're so absorbed in one another, they don't even see the Grand Canyon. And in a similar way, Rupa Goswami talks about the transference from the material energy to the spiritual energy. He says, just as a lovesick man waits for a love letter to come in the mail. Every day he's checking the mailbox to see when the letter is going to come. Does this sound familiar to anybody? Waiting for a letter of any kind? And when it finally arrives, he can't think of anything else except this letter arriving. And finally the letter arrives. He takes it and his hands are shaking. He opens the letter and with faltering voice he reads the words of his beloved. Rupa Goswami writes, let me similarly read Srimad Bhagavatam. Same sentiment, same emotion, only properly placed. Because when it's for a beloved in this material world, the relationship would be severed. One would be disappointed. It'll end poorly, one way or the other. But when it's focused on Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thank you for coming. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And thank you to everyone who's joined us online today as well. So, even in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada writes that the Vedic literature is there to transfer our attention away from the material subject matter to the spiritual world. As far as we're concerned, as followers of Srila Prabhupada, everything necessary to become captivated by the spiritual world and to transfer ourselves, to absorb our minds in Krishna, is present in Prabhupada's books. Krishna book, how many chapters? 90. 90 chapters. If you absorb yourself in the 90 chapters of the Krishna book, you'll go back to Godhead. It's perfectly laid out in such a way that you won't misunderstand. Vikriditam rajavadur virahamcha vishnu shradhanvito nashunu yad anuvarna yedya. Mentioned by Shukadeva Goswami that just by hearing these pastimes, Vikriditam rajavadur virahamcha vishnu, if you hear about the playful pastimes of Krishna with the damsels of Vrindavan, he says, you'll attain supreme devotion. If you hear with faith, Shradhanvito Nishinuyad, all that's necessary is hearing about these pastimes with faith. Then he says, Hridrogam Ashvapaharinot Yacharena Dhira. Very quickly, the dread disease of the heart, lust, will be purified by hearing. Similarly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was listening, questioning Ramananda Roy about the highest path of spiritual life, and Ramananda Roy was answering, the first answer that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted was from a prayer by Lord Brahma. What was it? The first thing he accepted. Stane stita. He says, Gyane prayasam udapasya namanta eva. Give up all kinds of speculation. That's a relief also. No need to speculate. Give up that process. Surrender to the process. Jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti sanbukaritam bhavadiya vartam. Surrender yourself to the process of rendering service. Stane stita shutigatam tanuvan manobir. And dedicate your all your senses towards hearing. To hear about Krishna. To hear about his pastimes. You don't have to change your position. Stani stita. Stay where you are. Whatever situation you're in now, you can't artificially change it. But if you organize your life around the principle of hearing and chanting about Krishna, then naturally your heart will transform. And he says, who is Ajitta? That's Krishna. He's unconquerable. He becomes Jitta. He becomes conquered because of the love within the heart that one develops from this process of hearing chanting. Similarly, the essence of all advice is given by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Instruction, which is essence of all advice. Tanama Rupa Charitari Sukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasanamana Siniyoja Tishtan Vraje Tananu Ragi Jananugami Kalam Nayed Akila ityupadesha sadam. Says the essence of all advice is just this. One should organize one's full time, 24 hours a day, around hearing, chanting, and remembering the pastimes of Krishna. And by that, one will come to develop attraction for one of the associates of Krishna. Tishtan Raje Tananuragi Jananugami. You'll become anuragi. It means you'll become attached to the pastimes of a particular resident of Vrindavan. And anugami, you'll begin to follow in that way. In this way, we actually very specifically awaken our original relationship with Krishna. It all comes from the hearing and chanting. So the advice is similarly given here. Hari Charanu Vanardam, only remedy, constantly hear, chant, and remember about Lord Hari. So I was mentioning Krishna book. Prabhupada gave that book early on as he was presenting his literature because he wasn't sure how long he was going to be with us, and he wanted to make sure that he left the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is relatable to this particular instruction here, because Srila Vyasadeva had compiled all the Vedas. He had written the Puranas also. He had even written the Bhagavat Purana, but he had not written the Srimad Bhagavatam. That he had not explicated the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially the childhood pastimes of the Lord, and his intimate relationship with his devotees. And therefore, he was feeling unsatisfied. And he revised it after getting instruction from his spiritual master, Narada Muni, after going into samadhi. The samadhi of Vyas is described in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And what came out afterwards was samadhi bhasha. How does one speak after coming out of samadhi and seeing Krishna directly? That's not a rhetorical question, it's a real question. There was a colon at the end of that, and a question mark. The way that Srila Vyasadeva spoke in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And so Prabhupada gave us that Krishna book. He also gave all the other necessary books, like Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. What other books? Nectar, Devotion, Shri Upanishad. What else? Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anything else? Bhagavad Gita. Easy Journey on the Planets, one of the first books. So how do you read all these books? Now here's an astounding statement Prabhupada makes in the Antyalila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says that if my followers don't read all of my books, then they'll revert to eating, sleeping, and fall into illusion, and they will fall down from the process of devotional service if they don't read all the books. So how do you read all the books? Well, let me ask you another question. How do you eat a car? There was a yogi who once ate a VW bug. You know what a VW bug is? He ate the whole car. Now, before you ask why did he eat a whole car, that's besides the point. But he ate a whole car. How did he eat it? Yes? One little piece at a time. I mean, you can't eat a whole bumper. You got to grind it up. Yogi ate the whole car one piece at a time. So similarly, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, when it's sitting on the shelf, looks like climbing to the top of Mount Everest without ropes or anything like that. It looks insurmountable. That much literature. One thinks, that's for others. That's not for me. No, it is for everyone. We're meant to enter into that. That is the pathway to advancement in devotional service. And our entire Krishna consciousness movement is based on Krishna consciousness. If you don't have Krishna consciousness, you don't have a Krishna consciousness movement. And Krishna consciousness comes from hearing and chanting. That's how you get Krishna consciousness. Hari Charyanuvardhanam. You have to hear, chant, and remember Hari. If you hear, chant, and remember other things, you'll remember those. It's natural. It's a natural part of the process. And also, you'll be in anxiety. And you'll pass on the anxiety to everyone else. But if you become Krishna conscious, then all your problems are solved. So you have to read all of the books. Every one of them. All of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. All of the Srimad Bhagavatam. All of the... Say it loud. Bhagavad Gita, all of the nectar of devotion. And how do you do it? Or one big bit at a time. It depends on your appetite. If you can develop a habit for anything in this life. This is a cliche, but we're creatures of habit. It's a fact. And if you develop a habit for reading Prabhupada's books every day on a regular basis, that habit will take you back home, back to Godhead. And that's why Prabhupada says here, you don't have to change anything except for the subject matter. And you have to transfer the subject matter away from CNN. If you watch CNN, if you watch the 24-hour news cycle, you will be in anxiety. It is designed to put you in anxiety. If you become absorbed in the objects of the senses, you will definitely be in anxiety, and you'll be dragged down into a whirlpool of anxiety. But if you make it a habit to regularly hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam, how regularly? At least every day. But there should be large chunks of hearing every day. If you want to advance in devotional service, you have to hear a lot. And you have to hear for a long time. And sometimes people say, I'm in Krishna consciousness, why aren't I advancing? And the answer is, because you're not hearing enough. You have to hear every day. You have to hear constantly, Hari Charyanu Varnanam. And you have to hear over a long period of time. Srila Kapiladeva says that to his mother, who asks, how will I ever become detached from the mind? It seems as though I and my mind are one. I've been in the bodily concept since a time immemorial. How can I get out of this? And this single answer comes from Kapiladeva. He said, you have to hear for a long time. A long time. So you have to get started. You have to hear a lot every day. Otherwise, you'll think of other things that will drag you down in the material world. It is a science. And the science says that if you hear about Krishna sufficiently, you'll think of Krishna. And if you think of Krishna, then you'll be productive. And if you don't think of Krishna, you'll be unproductive and full of anxiety in any service that you're doing. So here's a practical way to think about, to read all the Prabhupada's books one bite at a time. For all of those who attended class today, I have a special chart that I'd like to give you. Yes, please. It is called Be a Sage, Page by Page. And on this chart is listed something that will change. Wait, don't give it out yet. This chart, I'm warning you now, will change your life. So before you accept this chart, you have to be willing for your life to be changed forever. And if anybody at home is going to have a problem with it, give them a text now and say, I'm going to accept this chart that's being passed out in the class right now. The speaker has said that my life will be changed. Things may be a little different at home, in the office, wherever you live. So take time to text home and tell them, make sure it's okay, before you accept this chart. Everyone all right? This is dangerous. Are you ready? Okay. Say yes?
Yes.
Okay, pass out the chart. This chart shows you how many pages a day you have to read to complete each one of Srila Prabhupada's books within a given amount of time. For instance, did you know that if you read 41 pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam a day, you will complete the entire 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam within 1 year? Who knew that? How long does it take to read 41 pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam every day? Nanda. 1 hour and 7 minutes is the average time. How many hours do we have in a day? So there's probably enough time, right? It's not a matter of time, it's a matter of taste. Therefore, if you have a taste for reading for 1 hour and 7 minutes a day from the Srimad Bhagavatam, then you may choose to complete the entire Srimad Bhagavatam within 5 years. How many pages a day do you have to read to complete the entire Srimad Bhagavatam in 5 years? Those of you who have a chart? Yes? 8 pages! That's nothing! But it will change your life. If you dedicate yourself to 8 pages a day, you say, every day I read 8 pages, how long does that take? Not very long! You can do that if you carry your Bhagavatam with you to the store and you're waiting in line for those people. Everyone else is watching the televisions they install now. You have to watch TV while you're standing in line. But if you pull out your Bhagavatam, you can complete your 8 pages. If you get in the car with your spouse, with your kids, whoever it is, and you say, let's do our 8 pages before we get to the Chuck E. Cheese or wherever you're going. You can read it in Chuck E. Cheese. If you bring it with you, you can complete your 8 pages a day. Some of these, look at this. Sri Ishapanishad, 1 month, 5 pages. 6 months, 1 page. Make a plan. You got to have a plan. If you have a plan, now here's another practical way to do this. If you have a book, you can, at Office Depot, buy these little tags. They're little flags made out of plastic. All accountants know these. You pull them out, they stick on the page. You can pull them off at least 200 or 300 times and they'll still remain there stick. You write on the tab the number of pages for that particular book that you're going to read every day. For instance, it's a Bhagavatam. How many pages are you going to write? Work with me now. How many? 8, 21, whatever it is. You pick, you go to a quiet place, sit down and have communion with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and your spiritual master and say, I'm going to dedicate my life to hearing and chanting from these books, and this is how many pages from now on I'm going to read every day. This is the new me. Now you write on that tab, what are you going to write? How many? How many pages are you going to write? 8. Okay, you put an 8 on there, and you open the book, go 8 pages forward, and stick the sticker in. Page 8, right? Now you turn off everything in your life. So what do you have to turn off? Okay, cell phone, computer, your life. I'll give you another example. She might want to hear and chant with you. Get yourself a do not disturb sign. This is one of the most valuable things you can get. I have one, and when I do my thing, I put it on the door. Do not disturb. Get a subtle one for your mind. You have to turn off and fully concentrate. And this is what this verse is saying. He's saying here, if you want to solve all your problems, if you want to be free from anxiety, hear about Krishna with full attention. That's the only solution. There is no other solution. There's no management solution. There's no adjustment that you can make to your body. There's only one solution, and that is Hari Charyanu Varnanam. You have to hear Krishna Katha, and you have to hear it every day, and you have to hear it a lot, and you have to hear it for a long time before your heart's going to change. And therefore, people come all the time and say, why aren't I changing? And the answer is because you are not hearing and chanting enough. And this is the solution. Every day, do your 8 pages, do your 41 pages, whatever it is you choose, do it. And when you finish, you move the sticker to the next level. The next day you wake up, and the rule is that consistency is more powerful than quantity. If you're consistent and you do it every day, it doesn't matter how small it is. It will have a powerful effect. Now we'll take a few reflections or questions because we have a few minutes left. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I think it's really amazing how you have given a practical and easy way for us to approach these books. And I really admire that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Hari Vilas Prabhu, thank you very much for being here for the class. It was a great honor to sit in the same room with you and talk Krishna Katha, Hare Krishna. He has to go to a meeting, so don't all of you leave. Who had their hand up? Nanda? Microphone.
It's a hot
mic.
One technique that has helped us is we read as a family every evening.
That's a fact. I've been at his house, and every evening everyone sits down and they open up their books and they all read together and then they discuss.
And easily 5 to 10 pages we read in 5 to 10 minutes. And that's really helped everybody. So.
Okay, quick, another question because I'm losing the war of attrition. Mataji? Oh, go ahead. Microphone's here. Go ahead, and then okay. We'll go right to you.
Just like a clarification. You know, there's a lot of Srila Prabhupada's disciples writing books now. You know, some of us maybe have like favorites. So are you specifically speaking about Srila Prabhupada's books, like you're saying that you should read them at least once, or could you clarify that? I mean, what if you want to read Shivaram Swami's books, for example?
As within any discipline, cover your basics first and then move on. I recommend Core and Explore. Core and Explore is a Charles Schwab investment strategy. Charles Schwab says Core and Explore. 80% solid investment, 20% explore. You can look around at other kinds of, you know, if you want to look at some things that might be more explosive growth. So take your 80% core, keep it on the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, and Nectar Devotion. These are the core books. And you'll find when you go deeply within them, you'll think, where have these been all my life? And the book's looking at you going, where have you been all my life? Because everything's in there and so much more that we can't even fathom. It's an ocean. Is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Everything comes from these books. And yes, the other books, read those other books. That they are proof that the books work. That others are reading them. They're becoming realized and able. Can you give the microphone to Mataji? She had a question. We have 30 seconds left. Before I lose the war of attrition.
Who was raising it? You? Okay.
Is that all right? Core and Explore. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank Hare you Krishna. So much. My question is regarding the chart that you gave. If I take too many pages, then there are a lot of important messages that Prabhupada has given. So what should the focus be? Should I focus first on reading everything and then maybe focus later on studying?
What I do is when I go through the book, I'm doing my 41 pages. That's what I do. I mark all the main important points that are very meaningful to me. And then I go back and I collect all of them and I put them in a book and then I go over them regularly and I research them when I have time. So you have to take time to renew yourself. You have to take some time to really reflect on what you're learning and what you're hearing. So collect it and make time in your life. This is what Rupa Goswami is saying in that verse I mentioned. Organize your life around this principle. Let the hearing and chanting take over your life. Let it become a wedge and start pushing out all the other things. By the end of your life, you should be only doing this. And if you start now, it becomes a part of you. It becomes your practice. And then the other things, these pressing matters that are giving you so much anxiety and so forth, they will become... they will become something you can handle in life. And they'll also be pushed further and further away when you realize that the real solution is the hearing and chanting. It is the solution to all political problems, to all managerial problems, to all personal problems. It is the hearing and chanting. And the more you expand that in your life, the more you become a mature person who can handle all these things. I find as a manager that if I don't read my 41 pages... of Srila Prabhupada's purports, just take it in, then my intelligence doesn't work right, and it takes me longer to figure out what to do and how to decide on very important matters. But when I read Prabhupada's books, it repeats on me. And throughout the day, when troubling situations come up, and they come up at least 1,000 times a day when you're a manager, at least. Nanda? 1,000 times a day? Okay. The answer is right there. It's lingering in your consciousness from having read that morning. So make time. There's 24 hours in a day. It is not a time issue. It's a taste issue. And the only thing that one lacks in this world is taste. The only thing I lack in this world is taste, not you. So this is the solution given by Narada Muni. We thank him very much for directing us on the right path. And I thank all of you for joining me here today on this historic day, right in front of Sri Sri Radhakalachanji, in Sri Sri Kalachanji Dham, on the eve of the momentous GBC Temple President meetings that will direct us to expand the movement in amazing ways in 2015. Go Premanande Ari Ari Bo! Vanshakalpazarusha, Kripasanabevacha, Patitanam, Pavanibyo, Vaishnavibyo, Namo Namaha, Gopremanande Haribo. Thank you.